Today's recording is Le'ilei Nishmas for the sake of the ascent of the soul of Rabbi Yisrael ben Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Rosenfeld, whose yahrzeit is today. May he be a good advocate for the entire family by his son, Rabbi Avram Tzemach. This year's Tu B'Shvat is going to have special significance for me personally. As is known, tonight and tomorrow is the 15th of Shvat, also famously known as Tu B'Shvat, which of course is the Rosh Hashanah, the new year of trees. As the Sfarim explain, it's the day that the sap begins rising in all the trees, and halachically it's the day that's considered the new year that trees begin their new year. And all the years I always, of course, knew that there was such a day, but this year in particular is going to be specially significant for me because of a tree that my wife and I named William. We have in our backyard a huge, very tall, big, beautiful tree. And from the window which I look out in my room where I learn, I have a beautiful view of this gorgeous tree, this big, gorgeous, graceful tree. And though I've seen many trees in my life, I never really felt a connection to a tree until this one that for already over a year now I've been seeing almost every single day as I'm learning, as I'm davening. And especially because a couple of weeks ago, a neighbor of ours wanted to rebuild her garage, and there was a Havamina, the contractor was thinking that they might have to cut some of the roots of the tree, which would have put the tree's life in danger. And I got very scared when I heard this idea, and we brought a specialist to check if it would indeed pose a danger to the life of the tree, and he said yes. And so they had to do a special, they had to build a special bridge over the roots of the tree to be able to make sure it wouldn't endanger the tree. But what was new for me when there was this issue, there was this question of maybe potentially harming the tree, I had never felt before so emotionally connected to a plant, to something vegetative. I remember standing in front of the tree and literally tears welling up in my eyes, thinking that this tree, which is probably about 100 years old, this tree that's been here longer than most of us living on this planet, that this tree's life would be in danger. I got really emotional about it. I never had something like that happen to me before. So we decided to name the tree, and we called it William. Our house is a Tudor, so we named it after Shakespeare. And I really felt this connection to this tree that I had never felt before. So this year, Tu B'Shvat is going to be more meaningful for me. But you know, it allowed me to really understand something even more important, not just my connection to this particular tree, but something a lot deeper about God's connection to our world. Parenthetically, of course, you know that this lesson that I learned, the prophet Jonah also learned. When Jonah, after surviving his ordeal with the whale and eventually telling the town of Nineveh to do tshuva, there was the whole story about the tree that grew overnight for him, the kikoyon, and he also felt a special connection to the tree, etc., as the story is over there. So he learned that lesson too, and there's something very deep in it. And that is when we look at what we might consider sometimes inconsequential objects, inconsequential details in the world. How many trees have we seen that we haven't noticed or cared about or realized that they actually have a Rosh Hashanah? How many other flowers and plants and animals and stones that we haven't noticed and thought to be of any consequence? So I want to share with you, to make this even more clear how important this is, an anecdote that I heard a few weeks ago, that somebody once went into the Lubavitcher Rebbe for Yechidus, for a private audience, and asked about the Baal Shem Tov's teaching, revelation, that there's Hashgacha Pratis, that there's divine providence on every single object in the world, even inanimate things like leaves and blades of grass and even rocks. The Baal Shem Tov taught that there's divine providence, which means God's infinite essence, God himself, pays attention and cares about every single detail in the world, every blade of grass, every leaf. Every time a leaf rolls over on the ground, God is deciding and noticing that particular leaf and how many times it'll roll over and how long it will take until it decays, etc. So this person asked the Rebbe that besides the fact that there were others, Maimonides, etc., that didn't agree with the Baal Shem Tov, but he said that he can't understand how is it logical, how does it make sense to say that God actually cares about inconsequential objects? And the Rebbe responded to him, and I don't understand how anyone before the Baal Shem Tov could have said otherwise. The Rebbe said, I don't understand how it's logical to think that God doesn't care about every single object in the world. You yourself believe, and this includes all those before the Baal Shem Tov, everyone who believes that God created every single thing in the world. Nobody argues about the fact that God created every branch on a tree, every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every rock, every insect. You believe God created it. Why would he then leave it? Why wouldn't he care about it and pay attention to it? How does it make logical sense to say that God would create something and then not care about it anymore? And especially that we believe that God didn't just create the world once upon a time, but every moment God is creating every detail. And as we mentioned yesterday, that means that every moment God is contracting his infinite light through all the worlds and through millions of levels of spheres of vessels and contractions and manifestations, until right now God is making his infinite light manifest as this particular blade of grass, this particular tree, this particular bird that you're seeing right now. This inconsequential object that you might stare at any moment, whatever you're looking at right now, and you're seeing something, a person that you consider inconsequential, an object, a tree, a branch that maybe no one else has ever looked at, God is contracting his infinite light to bring it about this moment right now. It's part of the infinite revelation of everything God is. You might consider it to be an inconsequential object because the Tzimtzum makes that you don't see that it's part of God's infinite revelation, but that's what it is. So how could you possibly say that God doesn't care about it? It's nothing other than him. It's part of his infinity. You know, there's a famous anecdote that's told that one time the Rebbe Ayatz, when he was a young man, was walking with his father, the Rebbe Rashab, and they were deeply engrossed in a philosophical conversation. And as they were walking, the Rebbe Ayatz mindlessly tore off a leaf from a tree. And the Rebbe Rashab started trembling and said to his son, if you understand what Chassidus says, that every leaf right now God is bringing about through millions of contractions to bring about this particular, what you might have thought is an inconsequential leaf, but right now it's part of God's infinite revelation, how could you mindlessly tear it off a tree? Destroy something for no reason. And from this we understand Hasidic environmentalism. Environmentalism and caring about nature is not just because we might be in danger if we're of the majority that do believe that global warming is an issue, etc. Environmentalism is not just because maybe we're in danger. Hasidic environmentalism, caring about that there's no such thing as an inconsequential object in the world, comes from a belief, what Chassidus says, that everything is God's light and he's contracting his light to bring about and care about every single object that there is. May we learn this lesson, this Tu B'Shvat, and care about all trees and all objects and see how they're all necessary because they're all part of how God reveals himself.